Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, this can be a funny game at times. You struggle like heck to score a goal last Friday. You put up 7 on Saturday. If you're going to put up 7 in a game, going into the playoffs, pretty good time to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just a good time for the players, you know, mostly after a loss. And, you know, sometimes you're just trying to figure yourself out or trying to figure the team out sometime. And there's always different times during the year that you have that mindset. And I think just kind of getting back on track and scoring some goals was a good remedy for the guys.
I thought the Aaron Myers and Brad Belisle line, along with Dante, I thought they gave good energy all weekend. It's what you need out of that line, isn't it?
Big time. You know, and that's what they have to do, is they've got to play simple, and they've got to provide good energy, and they got to have offensive zone play. And they did. They kept pucks low, and they possessed it, and you have to do that, and it's a big shot in the arm.
What changes mindset, strategy, how you coach, how you play from a regular old regular season series to the best out of three?
Well, again, in the back of your mind, you always have to say to yourself, it's going to be a three-game series. It's the one thing you always have to say to yourself. But you also have to win. And then you have to sit there and, you know, make your decisions based on, you know, the moment. And so there's just all those factors play into it.
Game one is, for lack of a better term, normal, right? I mean, it's 0-0. Nothing changes tonight as opposed to last week or a couple of weeks ago, does it?
Well, it all depends on how the game's going, too, Schulze. So, again, like anything, you're playing, you're making decisions based on, you know, you're anticipating a three-game series. So whether, you know, even game one, you still have to make sure, too, that you make the proper decisions. And, again, a lot of it's going to be predicated on the scoreboard.
Over the course of any long season for any college hockey team, I think there's, you know, a little Clint Eastwood in all of it, a little good, a little bad, maybe a little ugly, too. Over the course of the year, though, I thought your guys did an awful lot of good things. From as many questions as you had going into the season to how your guys responded. Regular season's a heck of a success yet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Again, it's like anything. I mean, sometimes we started, you know, we had a pretty strong first half. So then your expectations for the second half are even higher. And, you know, then sometimes the second half we stubbed our toe a little bit. And, you know, and that kind of obviously, you know, plays with your mind a little bit, because sometimes you know, you establish a standard early or set a standard early, there's an expectation to maintain that standard, but we also realize how difficult it can be over the course of 5 to 6 months.
More with Coach Ceritori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori on to Northern. Tom, a team that the last couple of weeks has certainly raised a lot of eyebrows, I think, around the league and maybe even around the country. Putting up 17 in one weekend is hard. That's eye-popping. That people take notice of that, didn't you?
Yeah, no question. And mostly, you know, because again, they haven't put probably like four games together like that all year, and then they obviously they're doing it at the end of the year, and they're a team that is very capable of that because they've got such a plethora of offensive talent. So no, that makes you take notice a little more, Schulze.
A lot of those guys were around that, you know, last WCHA playoff run that Northern went on. They played in a championship game. That pays dividends 2-3 years down the road, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, once you've won, you know how to win. Sometimes you can have a little bit of a relapse and you forget, but then obviously, again, all it takes is a big night or big weekend, the timing of the year to try to put it together, and that was us last year. I mean, we were fighting at the second half, but again, we put it together at the right time.
Your group this year, though, is battle-tested as well. That helps this time of year.
Well, I think so. I think there's a lot of battle-tested teams. So, the playoffs, everybody makes the playoffs. Everybody's battle-tested in some capacity. But we've had some successes. These guys have had some success, which I think is really good. I mean, when you reflect back to their freshman year and their sophomore year, junior year in the playoffs, these guys have enjoyed some playoff success. So you do hope that carries over, Schulze.
Northern is a team that scores a lot on the rush. How do you stop the rush?
Well, we just have to make sure we've addressed it. We've talked about it. We think rush defense is the key to this week. And we've addressed it. We've worked on it. We've shown video on it. And there's three things that happen. If you want to be a good rush defense team, you got to make sure you take care of the puck. You got to have a good F3. And you got to have be good. You have to be a very good reloading team. And if we do those three things, it takes